Hey girl, are you looking for a way to trust yourself around food? Or what about just to be free to enjoy it and not really be controlled by it? I yearned for this for so many years. What would it be like for you if your life revolved around the fact that you didn't worry about what you were going to eat, what you didn't have, if you didn't have enough, to not really overthink it anymore? What would your life look like? Well, today I want to share with you four keys to eat moderation. And as a Moderation 365 coach, I am here for you to give you the tools to be able to understand how to eat in moderation. Because when you have the ability to change into that lifestyle, you then have the ability to reach any goal that you have. So it's a great place to start. So I hope you stick with me. Let's dive in. Welcome to the podcast, She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show. Hearing somebody say, well, just eat in moderation, I used to think, well, how does that happen? I mean, it would raise up so many questions with me. Like, I just don't understand. How is it even possible? How is it even measured? You can't measure that. What does it even look like? And I really couldn't wrap my mind around the concept until I began to understand what it was. And I want to share with you how it started for me. I'm going to give you four keys today that really do help you begin to shift your behavior to look at food in a much different way and begin to eat the same that you do on Monday, eat the same that you do on Saturday all year long. Like, there's really no change to how you eat. And these are really some foundational tools that I have learned and what it is to actually eat moderation. So the first one is that moderation instills eating as a practice rather than something that is right or wrong. So when we have been so exposed to the diet culture, so exposed to the diet mindset, we tag everything as this is not good, this is bad food, this isn't right, I shouldn't be doing this, this is how I should be eating, but I really haven't been eating that way, and you know, it makes me a bad person. But eating is truly a practice that we have to begin to understand what our body needs. That's really where it comes down to. And you do have to take the time to really do some deep dive into what's going to work for you and how it works for you, how you feel. But it's important for you to know like what your body needs. That might be starting with just the basics of identifying like how many calories your body needs to feel optimal, to feel good. And for the most of us, we have been underfed for years and years and years, and we don't eat enough. And this is what the diet culture has taught us. You know, practice looking at food behaviors as feedback instead of moralizing them whether they're good or bad. So why am I overeating this? Why am I binging? What is the reason behind this? So instead of thinking, well, I just wanted it, maybe there's something physiologically going on because I have not fueled my body very well. And so my body is craving this particular food because I haven't had enough protein today. I have eaten a poor breakfast. And so really beginning to look at the food behaviors that we have and stop making them good or bad, saying that we're good or bad because of the behavior. You know, every time you eat, you are learning what is working for you or what is not working for you. And for those of us who have struggled with food for so long, it is so important for us to take the time to do this. People that don't struggle in this area, it doesn't matter to them. They don't care. It's not a big deal. And they don't have to do the work to do that. Now, they may not feel that fantastic because maybe their diet's still not great, but it's not an all-consuming thought for them. For those of us who have struggled and still struggle, you know, every time we are eating, we've got to begin to identify what works for our body, what doesn't work, and what are the signs? How do I know this? And this is the beginning of learning what moderation does. So number one is eating as a practice rather than something that's right or wrong. Huge. Key number two is that moderation instills a feeling, not an amount. This is what's hard for so many people. It is a feeling of satisfaction, a feeling of being a certain fullness. And moderation is not restriction, but really traditional dieting, you know, it teaches us to track, control, count, restrict instead of how am I feeling as I'm eating this food? How do I feel after I eat the food? Like what types of things are happening within your body, within your mood, within your level of energy, within your hunger? Like these are the things that we want to explore and examine. But moderation really instills this idea that it's truly a feeling. And until we practice this out, we're not going to know what that is versus an amount, like looking on your plate and, you know, eating everything on your plate because you were taught to eat everything on your plate. That's an amount that you were put on your plate. And moderation is really about feeling satisfied, feeling 80% fullness, and moving on from there, regardless of how much is on the plate, right? So this is pretty huge in the idea that this 80% fullness idea, slowing yourself down enough when you're eating that you are recognizing when that a little bit of fullness begins to set in. Some of us eat so fast and so quickly that we don't even know until after the fact that we're already full. We've overeaten. We feel miserable because we weren't taking our time. So this practice of 80% fullness really also makes us think about slowing down while we're eating, maybe chewing your food longer, learning to deal with this feeling of, okay, I could probably have those last four bites on the plate and I don't want to leave them there and I don't want to pack them up, so I'm just going to eat them. Well, with that mentality, you chances are you're going to be full. Second of all, you're eating extra calories that your body probably doesn't need, and you're doing it because maybe you grew up and your mom didn't want you to waste any food and you had to eat everything on your plate. What's the harm in putting those last few bites in a to-go or in a little Tupperware thing and sticking it in the refrigerator? And if you're hungry another hour and a half later, having those last couple of bites. It really is something that can change the game for you if you learn how to do it. Navigating the middle of the DIS scale is another piece of this feeling versus an amount. So moderation being a feeling, not an amount. Navigating the middle, when I say that, I have taught on this before, but the DIS scale is one of the tools that we use in Moderation 365. And basically it stands for deprivation indulgence scale. So on one end of the spectrum, you've got a big long line here. On one end of the spectrum, you've got deprivation. The other end is indulgence. In the very middle is where we need to be eating. We're navigating the middle. We're not getting ourselves to the place where we feel deprived, and we're not indulging in things that we don't need. It's somewhere in the middle. And so you have the best of both worlds here. You have this feeling that I am satisfied. I'm not depriving myself. I'm still enjoying the things that I like to enjoy, but doing it in a way that makes me feel good. And so this is another tool here that is so, so, so important to this process of learning moderation. All right, key number three is moderation instills feeling hunger and learning what to do with it. So in the diet culture, either we fear hunger because we're afraid we're going to overeat. So we never get ourselves to the place where we feel hunger. So we're constantly eating something so we don't feel that hunger because we're just afraid it's going to send us into a tailspin. Some of us don't ever know what it feels like to be hungry. We don't know that feeling anymore because of this type of behavior. And some of us feel hunger all the time. And this approach really should get us back into the learning the biofeedback, learning what it is. And so when we eat in moderation, really understanding what our bodies are saying to us, allowing yourself to feel hunger, but it's learning the stages of it, right? You start to feel like, I probably could eat something here within the next 30 minutes. Instead of white knuckling it for 4 hours and your stomach is growling, feeling like it's eating itself inside out. And then 4 hours later, you eat dinner and then you end up having like an extra 1200 calories on dessert and other snacks because you white knuckled it for 4 hours. So it's really about identifying where you are on that hunger scale. Like, how hungry are you? Should you have things on hand that can satisfy that hunger so that you're able to make it through and you're not going to end up binging because you have white knuckled it for 4 hours? It's so important for us to really get back to these feelings that most of us avoid because of one thing or one reason or another, whether it's the fear or just not liking that feeling of hungry. So we always are doing something to keep it at bay. It's important to know and understand these biofeedback cues, what our bodies are telling us, because it is a signal for us that we need something. All right, the last key is that moderation instills satisfaction. I mentioned this just a little bit ago, and really, it kind of goes along with the fact that moderation is more of a feeling, not an amount. And a feeling kind of coincides with the satisfaction. You know, we're so used to, as dieters, depriving and, you know, being satisfied as a dieter is really a lost art. Like, we just have to eat this because this is what is on our plan, or we have to eat this because this is the healthiest and it has no flavor, it has no taste, but it's healthy for me. And even though I am not satisfied with it, I have to eat this because it's good. It's good for me. It doesn't taste good, but it's good for me. And, you know, learning to eat Moderation 365, you really learn what it means to eat in a way where you're satisfied and you're not wanting more. So think about this. You prep rubbery old chicken breasts with very little seasoning on them. And you have your steamed broccoli and you put that in a container, and that's what you're going to have for every lunch this week. There's no seasoning. You don't have any good healthy fats on there. You don't have any great seasoning to make it taste good. And you're going to have this every day for lunch. Well, at the end of the week, what do you think is going to happen? You have felt unsatisfied with your meals all week long. And in most cases, what happens is at some point, whether it's that week or into the next week, at some point, your body is done with that and you want something that is satisfying to your palate. You want something high in fat. You want something sweet. You want something salty. And so you are going to, chances are, binge because you have deprived all week long and you get around that food that's like, oh my gosh, this is so good. And you end up overeating it. You end up maybe even going back for more. So you end up binging on it. You end up finish off whatever. And so being able to create something satisfying. So how can we make that satisfying? I don't know. Maybe you cut up your chicken instead of making just a dry old chicken breast. Maybe you cut up your chicken. Maybe use chicken thighs. Maybe use dark meat with a little bit of fat in it. Or maybe you cut that up and you stir fry it with more than just broccoli. You use some seasonings on there that really make it taste great. Maybe you add a quarter cup of rice in there if you like rice, and you kind of make a teriyaki bowl. You could do some teriyaki kind of seasoning, and maybe you throw in some chunks of pineapple if that's what you like, and you make it tasty. You make it like, golly, I just want more of this because it's so good. But it's a healthy choice. It's a healthy option. It's going to fuel you, but it's also going to satisfy you versus plain old broccoli with a rubbery dry chicken breast. Like, that doesn't sound appealing whatsoever. So getting creative with adding healthy fats, with adding great seasoning, and maybe a little bit of carbs there too. Don't go all no carb, because especially if you're trying to fuel yourself for workouts and other things, adding those things can make that meal so much more satisfying to you. And you're not going to be thinking or wanting for more because of that. So when you're eating to satisfaction, our bodies have the ability to address any goals that we have because we've established this healthy foundation. So when you learn to eat in moderation, you begin to understand how to eat in any situation, any scenario. You feel comfortable around food. You trust yourself around food. And it is a freeing way of life because then you don't have to worry about tracking, counting. You have these tools to walk out every single time you sit down to eat. It's a way that can really change your life and give you the mental capacity back, give you the ability to enjoy foods you like and not avoid and restrict all the time. I know that many of you are still in this place of struggle and still want to follow the diet and still want to do the thing. But think about where you can be if you begin eating moderation today, what your life can look like a year from now. If you jump in on that fad diet, okay, you might lose 20 pounds, but next year at this time, you might be 20 pounds plus 5 more heavier than you are because of the fact that you aren't taking the time to learn what it means to eat moderation. I'm here for you. I would love to teach you what it is to eat moderation, give you the tools and the accountability to walk this thing out. I offer one-on-one coaching. You can go to my website, dietditching.com, and check out what I do there and just what I provide, and just love to connect with you if you are someone who is ready to take that step. Not everybody's ready, but if you're ready, I'm here for you. You can email me at TaraJ@dietditching.com, TaraJ@dietditching.com. And you can also come into our Facebook group, She Breaks Free, and connect with other people who are in the same place you are and are seeking the freedom that all of us really desire and want for our lives. I pray this has given you something to take and start working out in your own life. And if you need that encouragement, I am here for you. Take care and God bless.
If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.